Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, Gabriel. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too
Hello.
bad. Actually,
Hi, sorry.
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
Jason.
Thank you, bro. Sorry.
Just give people a couple more minutes to join, but I think a few people might still be traveling slash jet lagged. So we may not get that many people today. It's okay. Can you see my screen? Is it the right screen? Excellent. We might get started with the housekeeping stuff. So antitrust notice, everyone should be familiar with that. Meeting's being recorded. Stay on mute unless you're speaking and feel free to raise your hand. Any general announcements? Interrupt. Interrupt week.
Yeah,
It happens.
it happens, yes. We can probably add the details and withdrawals into the work updates later.
Any other general announcements? Yep. The roadmap. Might skip over that today. I think we're all about Shanghai, really. Diego. Hi, Diego.
Hello, hi Sally.
We just started, so we just covered the housekeeping, and we're going to skip over the roadmap because really, I think we're pretty focused on the Shanghai withdrawals, etc. So release, I think the next release is planned for this week slash next week. So I don't know, Jason, if that was discussed at the interrupt week at all, but I think they were hoping to sort of wrap up some of that stuff and do a release in the next week or so.
Yeah, sorry, I hadn't had any discussion on when the release was going to happen, but I guess related to that, yes, we've got the pieces in for withdrawals, ready for when we're going to do that. And there's some further changes they want to get in for Shanghai. I'm not sure if that's actually impacting on the release or not. Sorry, grade 4844, that's probably not as necessary for the release though.
So do you want to give us a bit of an update on withdrawals and anything else from Shanghai?
Yeah, sure. So last week there was the interrupt event. So withdrawals is actually being merged into main now. So we've got all that in there. And we were testing against the version on main in the DevNets. We haven't found any major issues with withdrawals. So we did have some small fixes related around the Shanghai merge, which have been fixed. We're currently passing all the tests with the proviso. We've got a config issue on that it causes basically not to work with the Hive test at the moment. And that's the
Is that why Hive tests are not running right now?
sorry, the Hive test, yeah. So the Hive tests aren't working with withdrawals completely at the moment. We need to make a change in basically to support to support them, but they are working with the reference, the withdrawals reference tests are working, and the withdrawals execution spec tests are working.
Is there a ticket for the config change that's required, or is
yes, there
already
is.
Doing it?
Yes, okay. I'm working on that. Let me just give you the number. It is 5025.
Okay. I'll make it a link later.
Yeah, and there's also, so we've the tests have been manually run against the execution spec tests. And we have, there's another ticket in progress to actually pull that in so we can run that as part of our test suite. So we're running okay. With that, but we want to go in, it's not a part of the normal build process.
Uzi, do you want to give us an update on Java 17?
Sorry. So, the work is almost ready. There was an hiccup with related to the PKCS 11 integration unit test cases that we have. I think starting from Java 15 or 16, the Sun PKCS 11 has introduced a check which fails when we are using NSS based PKCS 11 database, and in our unit test cases and acceptance test cases we use NSS databases only in test cases. So in order to make Besu pass, I had to modify and recreate all those trust stores and key stores and those unit test cases to use EC keys instead of the RSA keys. The RSA keys were failing. And not in the unit test cases, but I tested the same failing logic outside of Besu with soft HSM. It works. It only fails when it is dealing with the Mozilla NSS. So unfortunately, the PR has grown in the number of files which are touched now. They are about 100 or something files, but the relevant changes are quite low. But the good thing is that all of the test cases are now passing. I will add a sort of a known issue slash some in the change log that's on my side to note down that the PKCS 11 integrating with NSS will not work for the RSA keys unless and until either NSS fixes it or Sun or the Oracle OpenJDK is fixed for that part. I will submit a bug with the OpenJDK just so that we tick all the boxes that we want.
Is that going to impact users at all? Or you said it was just test cases.
The test cases are failing because the test cases use the NSS module for the PKCS 11 integration. Since NSS comes free on Linux environments and easy to set up on Mac as well. Soft HSM is another open source available software-based HSM, PKCS 11 HSM provider. Rest of them, when we go with the actual hardware based, Luna HSM or something, they are quite expensive. So our unit test cases and acceptance test uses NSSDB by default, and that's where it is failing. So it used to pass in Java 11, 12, and 13. I think starting from JDK 15, that particular setup started failing. So any user who wants to use the dev P2P TLS with PKCS 11 source and NSSDB cannot use RSA keys anymore. They have to use EC keys to configure the mutual authentication. Same goes with the QBFT setup as well. Any customer or client who want to use QBFT and want to use the PKI setup that Besu provides, and they want to use PKCS 11 based database, if they use NSS-based backed HSM, it will fail. It won't fail for other HSM providers out there, hopefully, but it will definitely fail if the NSS is used But then again, NSS is, at the end of the day, is not used in production that much. That is what my understanding is. It's good for testing. That's about it.
Right.
So as a result, now Besu supports EC private keys when dealing with PKCS11 key store as well. Previously, it wasn't the QBFT part wasn't able to utilize the EC based keys. Now it does. So as part of solving the issue, we have a slightly, enhanced functionality now.
Okay. So we gained something and we lost something.
Yeah, we are losing one thing. I'm hopeful that the future releases of NS, I'm very surprised that there is no defect or bug filed up anywhere for this. Since this is a pretty very trivial implementation of whenever you are dealing with TLS mutual authentication, 99% of the time people use RSA keys and this will fail. Like I even created a separate reproducer for it outside of Besu as well, like a very simple straightforward one. And yeah, it fails with a very basic, simple scenario. So yeah, I'm going to file up a bug report with the OpenJDK and see what they reported. The code changes in the JDK where it's happening, I've identified all of them. As far as the overall functionality goes, our code base is now will going to compile on JDK 17 once we merge this ticket in.
Okay, but back to impacts on your users, we don't think anyone's using that particular combination of things in production.
No, should not. One of,
but you'll add something to the
Java. Yeah, I will add it that there is a known issue in Java 17 when dealing with the dev P2P PKCS11 backed by an NSS database, the RSA keys will not work. It will fail. That be a known issue. The workaround is to use EC keys or not use NSS, use soft HSM or some other HSM, which won't fail. But right now, because of the change in Java 17, JDK 17, that will fail to work with NSS, with RSA keys. It will work with EC keys, but it will fail with RSA keys.
Got it.
Unless I missed something and there is some way of enabling that particular thing in NSS. But I ran multiple tests. The whole last week, majority of the last week was spent in fixing those test cases. Also, as I created a very comprehensive README as well on how all those trust stores and key stores and certificates are created. That was not there before. So any of the contributor would have to go through the same thing that I got. There was no documentation whatsoever on how those unit test cases were created. Now, there will be a very deep, detailed instructions on, even for end users as well, that if they want to test that particular feature of using PKCS11, this is how you do it.
Excellent. That's great, Uzi. There's been a few different contributors who've sort of had a go at this Java 17 and sort of chipped away at it, but it's great to finally see it.
I thought that this particular failure was sorted out, but nah, this was quite deep rabbit hole to fix, to fill in. But now it is,
awesome.
Fixed. We worked around essentially. We worked around that particular issue that we were having. And because of that, the PR suddenly grew quite a bit.
Awesome. Just one other thing I wanted to mention here about the acceptance test. So they've been split into two separate tasks. So one is mainnet related acceptance test, which is run on every PR. And the second one is non-mainnet related, which is only run on the nightly build. So that's things like privacy permissioning, click and BFT. So what that means is the run on every PR acceptance test task only takes about 5 minutes, which makes the build time a bit more pleasant.
Can I suggest a thing over here? Like, can we update the PR checklist that we have, that if someone is modifying, you know, the stuff over here, they should check a box that they have run a full acceptance test either in their end or in the PR by modifying the Circle CI. For example, in my case, the test case was failing, but my build become green. And I knew that those test cases will fail. So I modified my PR so that my PR runs the full acceptance test, both the mainnet. And I don't know how feasible it is, but we should at least add a checkbox which says that have you run the acceptance test, if the full acceptance test, both the mainnet and non-mainnet, in your local area, in your local dev environment, if it is touching the non-mainnet code somehow. Eventually it will run the nightly basis, but by that time you might have introduced, it would be difficult to track which change broke what, unless there is a checkbox which says that, I ran acceptance test on my own.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks for that suggestion. Do you want to add that to the checklist?
Yeah, we should.
Can I give you an action item?
Yeah, I can create a PR for that.
Okay, awesome. I think that's everything that was listed in the agenda. Does anyone else have anything else to mention, questions? Any other business, future topics, etc. Otherwise, it'll be a quick one today.
Yeah, I think Matt wanted to, I probably is not going to be in this meeting, but wanted us to discuss about dependency injection and new ways to, I don't know, maybe organize code or something like that. But maybe if you have some input on that for the next meeting.
Yeah. It's... It is something that sort of a lot of people are thinking a lot about. I don't know if anyone knows how to actually make it happen yet. But from my perspective, I think what we need to think about is what outcomes are we trying to achieve? Do we want a particular artifact like out of the build process for a particular use case, or do we want separation of concerns, do we want a different release cadence, those sorts of questions, and I don't know the answers.
I've been trying to come up with a new main just for etc stuff. Been trying to use Dagger. So far it's a good experience. I mean, it's personally I think I like it. It's super simple and a lean layer, so it's not as big as Spring or any other or Juice for dependency injection, which I think it's nice to to have a framework to provide us this dependency injection, but not adding as much as a Spring adds to as a dependency of or even as different practices. So that's what I've been doing. I based on what I think was Chidi. He did on Spring. He did a spike for adding Spring Boot. So I based my work on that. Then I had to stop doing it because, I had to explore a bit about a miner that wanted to connect with Besu. But so far it has been a pretty pleasant experience, and Dagger is not so bad. So yeah, that's my input on that.
Yeah, awesome. I think as well, there is the US time zone version of this call, I think is tomorrow. So, and Matt will be on that call and the US folks from Consensus. So
Yeah, I don't know. I have it on my schedule. It says reschedule, but I don't know what that means.
I think it was rescheduled to 10 a.m. tomorrow Eastern time.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that translates for you. Oh, I've got a link for the calendar.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, I have to log in. Maybe I'll just share them. You can log in. Let's put it in the same chat.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, great.
No worries. Cool. But yeah, I think the more sort of experimentation and sort of spikes that people do at this point, you know, and gathering all that information and how different sort of approaches work, I think that's all really valuable. So awesome. Anything else anyone wants to raise? Nope. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.